tears. Come on and wish me love. Oh, wishing well, kiss and tell.
Genesis there. With Tonight, Tonight, Tonight. From their 1986 album, Invisible Touch. That was for DJ Grandma and DJ Grandpa. I thought they would like that one, but I kind of like it too. It's good to hear it again. I hadn't heard it in a while. Kick things off with, well, this is interesting, right? So he was Terrence Trent D'Arby when he came out with that song, Wishing Well, at the top. And the album was called, I mean, it was a real mouthful. Everything about him is a mouthful. Terrence Trent D'Arby. The album was called Introducing the Hardline, according to Terrence Trent D'Arby. It came out in 1987, had three hits or more, but the three in Britain. He was pretty big in England. But he was born, his birth name was Terrence Trent Howard, and then he changed his name to Terrence Trent D'Arby. That was his stage name. And then he changed his name again. I don't know how long later, but he changed his name to Sananda Francesco Maitreya. So, that's another mouthful. So, everything he does is a bit excessive. He's from Manhattan, New York. God, he's 62. Terrence Trent D'Arby is 62. Bloody hell, we're getting old. In the middle there, we had Joe Jackson with Is She Really Going Out With Him? From his debut album from 1978, Look Sharp. And then Tonight, 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 like I said. You're listening to ES Beats. We're here on RadioValencia.fm every Saturday from 2 till 4. Thanks so much for joining us. Transmissions from the Mission. Fantastic shows here. You should really check them out. If you stumbled on us, please stumble on other shows. They're great. We've got stuff every day of the week. And every show is podcasted afterwards. So and whatever you're into, there's something. I mean, I don't know if you tuned into Rampage Radio earlier. I was actually texting with my friend's son, who goes to university on the East Coast. He plays baseball for Bard, and he's a huge metalhead. And I sent him a list of bands that Rampage was playing today, and he knew all of them. It was great. So I told J-Man to tune in moving forward. I think he's going to check him out because it's his kind of music. So there's something for everyone. Let's go back to some tunes, shall we? Been waiting a while to play this one. It's tough when you've got like a theme like this. You're like, oh, man, I hope he plays this song. Well, I've been waiting to play this one. I almost made this the first song of the show, but I thought we'd wait an hour and 15 minutes to play it. So here you go. Toodles.
We'll be right back. the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I want to be a man, man cub, and stroll right into town and be just like the other men. I'm tired of mugging around. Oh, ooby-doo, I want to be like you.
Hop-de-ooby-doo,
I want to walk like you.
Cheep.
Talk like you.
Choo-choo.
You'll see it's true.
Shoo-bidi-doo.
An ape like me.
Scooby-dooby-dooby.
Can't learn to be human too. Secret man cub, come on, clue me what to do. Give me the power of man's red flower so I can be like you.
Running to and fro, hard working at the mill, never fail in the mail. Yet come a rotten bill. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Salesman talking to me, trying to run me up a creek. Say, you can buy it, go and try it. You can pay me next week. Ah. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Blind, half good looking, trying to get me hooked. Want me to marry, get a home, settle down, write a book. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved. Same thing every day, getting up, up going to school. No need of me complaining, my objections overrule. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved. Something wrong, dime gone, will mail, or the suitor operator for telling me a tale. Ah, too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved. Been to Yokohama, been fighting in the war, army bunk, army child, army clothes, army car. Ah, too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved. Working in the filling station, too many tasks. Wipe the windows, check the tires, check the oil, a dollar gas. Ha! Too much monkey business, too much monkey business. I don't want your botheration, get away, leave me be.
Chuck Berry there with Too Much Monkey Business off his 1957 album After School Session. He released it as a single in 1956. It was covered by a bunch of people, Elvis, the Beatles, you name it. But it was a Chuck Berry song, so I wanted to give you that version. We kick things off with Rolling Stones and Monkey Man from Let It Bleed. Came out in 1969. And I mean, I Want to Be Like You, the Monkey Song. Louis Prima, Phil Harris, Bruce Reitherman from The Jungle Book. Came out in 1967. That was a big hit in our house when the kids were younger. We used to listen to that one a lot. Listen to ES Beats, and maybe you can hear a bit of Fleet Week in the background going overhead. It is that time of year, and we get Fleet Week every October. Also means it's our wedding anniversary, my wife and I, DJ Original Brew. We got married 21 years ago yesterday. Fantastic. We had DJ Grandma's birthday earlier this week. Happy belated birthday to DJ Grandma on the 9th. DJ Q-Nut's birthday was last Saturday. I mean, we've had a lot going on. And I'm heading out to Boston with DJ Original Boo to see Adame for Parents Weekend next weekend. And then my birthday's coming up later in the month. There's just a lot going on. Let's get back to some music, shall we? We don't have a lot of time left. I want to keep going. Here's the New York Dolls with Dance Like a Monkey on ES Beats, Radio Valencia.fm, transmissions from the mission. Toodles.
You designed so intelligent.
I got to jump in here just before the next song. So that's George Michael with Monkey off the 1987 album Faith, which coincidentally is the first CD I ever owned. 1987. I owned that and Smash Hits 88. Those were the first two CDs I ever owned. But the reason I'm bringing it up is that's the album, Faith is the album with I Want Your Sex on it, parts 1, 2, and I think 3. I think there's a third part on there. And I would listen in the front room when I was a kid. I'd listen to the album on my parents' stereo, and DJ Grandma was not happy with the lyrics. She came in, she heard me singing it really loud. She said, "What are you singing? What?" And she grabbed the sleeve to the CD, and all the lyrics were in there. And she said, "Well, you can't listen. This is I can't have this in the house." So she threw away the liner notes, but to her credit, let me keep the CD. So I was still able to listen to the music. She couldn't throw away music. She loves art too much, but she was like, "I don't need the lyrics written down in the house, so let's get rid of those." So I thought it was pretty funny. You got to remember, I was 13, 14 when it came out, so I get it. 13, I think. All right, let's keep going. Let's keep going with some music. Sorry, I just had to jump in there. This next one is The Traveling Wilburys. This is for DJ Original Brew. Toodles. Oh, and the song is Tweeter and the Monkey Man.
Never saw them when they fell. used to be hers, but she gave him to me. Why she wanna sell him, I just can't see. She wanna sell my monkey. She wanna sell my monkey. She wanna sell my monkey, but that'll never do. She wanna know why we don't get along. She don't realize she's doing me wrong. She wanna sell my monkey. She wanna sell my monkey. She wanna sell my monkey, but that'll never do. I have to hang around every day and night. I can't trust the girl out of my sight. She wanna sell my monkey. She wanna sell my monkey. She wanna sell my monkey, but that'll never do. We'll be right back.
That was Jeff Beck there with Grease Monkey from the album Jeff. That was a good, nice little block there. We had Tweeter and the Monkey Man by the Traveling Wilburys off their 1988 debut album. And then we had Shock the Monkey by Peter Gabriel, one of DJ Metaskeptic's favorites from the 1982 album Security. And then Sell My Monkey by B.B. King from his 1983 album Blues and Jazz. Stay tuned for DJ Metaskeptic with Bo's Veranda coming up next. He's a belated birthday show. He wasn't able to do it last Saturday. Shares a birthday with DJ Q-Nut. But as usual, we had a few technical difficulties here in the studio, and so he's going to make up for it today. So please stay tuned for that coming up at the top of the hour, actually in less than 5 minutes. I'm going to play you out with the usual, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Thanks so much for tuning in today to ES Beats Monkey. Means a lot, and I will talk to you later. Toodles. Tell you what.